It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. This week marked the Chinese New Year, or the Lunar New Year, for people who celebrate the tradition in other Asian countries. In the past, we've talked about traditions associated with the holiday, such as food and lion dancing. This year, we turn our attention to the music of the Spring Festival. And for that, we are joined by Rui-Ching Wang, professor of music education and world music at Northern Illinois University. She's also coordinator for Asian American Studies there. Professor Wang, welcome to the 21st show.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we'd love to hear if you celebrate the Chinese New Year or the Lunar New Year. What are your traditions? What was it like for you this week? What else is going on in your part of Illinois? Let us know. 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right. Let's just begin with a sort of basic question. Talk about the place of music in New Year celebrations.
Legend has it that in the ancient time, when Chinese people try to scare away the Nian monster, they would burn dry bamboo to produce an explosive sound because it's so loud that that particular monster would be chased away. And so with that tradition, later on, people started to put together noise that would be made by a percussion instrument. And so percussion instrument, what Chinese people would consider as luo and gu. Luo is the gong and all those metallic sounds of instruments such as cymbals. And gu is the head drums. Then when everything being played together, then it can mimic that kind of explosive sound to just scare away the Nian monster. And so percussion instruments actually are play a very important role in Lunar New Year festival music.
So from burning bamboo and the noises mm-hmm. from that to replicating that with musical instruments, how does music sort of set the mood during a Lunar New Year season?
So there is also a very important tradition that that we have lion dance and dragon dance all together. And then, you know, during New Year time, you would just see dragon dance, lion dance are in parade like all the time. And so in traditional society, that's where you hear music. But nowadays with loudspeakers everywhere and also with the commercial activities going on, this kind of music is actually being played at stores or shops and all the restaurants during the New Year time, like before and after, just like how Christmas music being played here in the United States.
Does it start earlier and earlier?
Yeah.
the way we hear Christmas music in October.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually visiting where I grew up in Taiwan just in December. So December, it was like almost a month ahead of the Lunar New Year, which is January, the end of January. And so when I was there, I already heard some New Year music being played.
That's a universal thing, I guess. All right, we have an example of some of the traditional music during Lunar New Year celebrations. Let's listen to that. So what are we hearing there? I'm hearing percussion, I'm hearing strings, I'm hearing wind instruments. Tell us more about what we're hearing.
Yeah, this particular piece is more prominent in the South. And so in the South, you will hear more melodious instruments such as the fiddle. We have a name for that as erhu, lute type of instrument. We have pipa. And then we have that instrument you're not going to miss. It's the sound is so transparent and it actually projects very far. That's the bamboo flute called dizi. So it carry out the main melody primarily for that particular purpose. And of course, you hear some firecrackers being synthesized into this, and again, just to reinforce the festivity kind of atmosphere.
I remember the Air Who Well from Music 133, my introduction to world music class at the U
Oh,
of I
wow.
many years ago.
Good for you.
talk about, you mentioned this is the sound of the South. Talk about some of the regional differences in music.
China is actually a very, very big country, like in terms of its territory, like how spacious it is. And then there is actually a distinct difference between the South and the North in terms of how music is practiced. And it has a lot to do with the geographical setting. So the northern region being more spacious, it's more empty. And so they tend to use a lot of I would say disjunct kind of melodic movement. And so, and in terms of instruments, they will use something that plays creates louder sound. And so a very unique instrument that is used to do all kind of celebrations, rituals, is called唢呐. It is a double reed oboe type of instrument, especially good for outdoor performers. And it is believe that the kind of sound that this instrument creates, it carries this auspicious spirit. And so in the north, you tend to hear a lot more that kind of ensemble having instruments like唢呐being the main melodic carrier, as opposed to what we just heard from the no the south, where everything sounds a little more sophisticated and it has not it's not as rough as the one that you tend to hear in the north. But this is just a very general distinction between the North and South. And then within the North, of course, you're going to hear a lot of difference between region to region, again, simply because China is very, very huge in terms of its geographical setting.
All right, let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show, and we are talking about the music of the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year, the Spring Festival. We're talking with Rui-Ching Wang, who is a professor of music education and world music at Northern Illinois University. So we have another example. Maybe we should listen to a little more music. This is a more contemporary piece. All right, this one has lyrics. Can you tell us what they're saying?
Gongxi, gongxi means that it's just a greeting word. We would translate it as like wishing you something, wishing you something. But to go with Chinese or Lunar New Year celebration, we would most want to wish people good health, happiness, abundance, and most I think best of all is to be as prosperous as possible. And so gongxi fa cai in Mandarin, you are likely to hear this a lot when people greet with each other in Lunar New Year celebration. Mean literally means that I wish you make big money in the future. And so I guess it has a lot to do with this abundance, happiness, and then how you can probably associate that. What makes Chinese people feel happy is to make big money.
Sure. And you know, prosperity and the red envelope is part of that tradition. I don't know if you can speak to that. I mean, is there a sense that you know, people talk about holidays and getting too commercialized sometimes. Do people say that about Chinese New Year as well?
Yeah, you can actually hear that from this excerpt we just played. It's the type of music that you are likely to hear from store to store, and this kind of upbeat tempo, and with the word, the lyrics, it just has the urge to get people to consume, to purchase stuff. So that is very interesting fact about that. And then the red envelope has something to do with this as well, since people think that, oh, you know, I'm going to receive red envelope from my elders. You know, these are the extra money that I'm getting. So it's okay to just spend it all, you know, that kind of idea. And so all in all, it's just a sense of happiness. And then after all, I think spending money does make people feel happy.
So what Lunar New Year traditions do you celebrate?
When I grew up in Taiwan, we actually would like look forward to the moment when our elders give us the red envelopes or hongbao. But other than that, we will actually go around street to watch the lion dance and dragon dance. But on top of that, I think food plays a very important role in our celebration. So on New Year Eve, we will get together with family members, and then we will sit at the table for a 10-course meal, and just to spend like hours after hours talking and eating until we are all very full. And so that the courses that the dishes that we include in our New Year Eve meal are also very symbolic in many, many sense. So take for example, we will have to have fish as the last dish, because the sound of fish in Mandarin Chinese is the same as the character surplus. And so like we will have to make sure that we have fish in the first place, provided as part of the court the meal. And then one thing that we have to be careful about is that we cannot finish the entire fish. We have to leave some parts of the fish still in the dish so that it will symbolize that there would be something left over for this new year to come. And when do you have something left over, it means that you make more than enough. There is the surplus going on in your life. And so again, that's something auspicious, that's something like a good wish to look forward to.
Yes, abundance being an auspicious sign. Great. Thank you so much. Last question, and we have just less than a minute left, but tell me just briefly about the Northern Illinois University Chinese Music Ensemble. How can people check that out if they're interested?
We are actually a course, an ensemble course that is available to all students. And even if you are community members in our area, you are interested in being part of it, we take people from the community as well. We meet every Wednesday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock just to practice. And then we would perform periodically. Sometimes we have educational workshops and outreach programs we will go. Like, for example, we just gave a New Year celebration presentation at our main library the day before yesterday. So we, in addition to performing music, we also would interact with the audience and let them know a little bit about the meaning of the instruments and meaning of the music that we present to them in Chinese society.
Sounds like a great opportunity. Professor Wang, thank you so much for being with us today on the
Of
21st show.
course. Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Professor Rae-Ching Wong is in music education and world music, also coordinator of Asian American Studies at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. That's all the time for us today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening. You can get a podcast of this show from 21stshow.org. We'll talk with you again on Monday.